Here's another edition of BayCare Health Systems podcast series, BayCare Health Chat with Melanie Cole.
You might have heard the term, getting old is not for sissies. Well, here to tell us what we can do to be healthier as we age is my guest, Dr. David Bernstein. He's board certified in both internal medicine and geriatrics at BayCare Health. Dr. Bernstein, What are some of the pitfalls that can sabotage your long life aspirations? Things that we do in our 20s, 30s, 40s that could make it so that getting old is a little bit more difficult?
Well, I think it comes down to in our 20s, 30s, and 40s are the habits we establish for life. So eating right, exercising, and some of the things we're going to talk about today are among those. And then a second big category is the things we do badly that could really affect us, like cigarette smoking, excessive use of alcohol and drugs, and as we get older, things that are associated with accidents, such as falls where we break a hip, break an arm, bang up our backs, and so forth. And that could really put a crimp on our aging and aging well. Can lead to disability.
It certainly can. And you have the Power of Five formula. What are some keys to aging well? What can we do to be healthy in those later years? Tell us about this Power of Five formula.
So the Power of Five formula is my way of thinking of five things, because I think most people can remember five things. If you give them a list too much longer than that, it's too complicated and too hard to remember. So I came up with five things that people can do early in their lives to set them up for a really excellent health and long life. And those things that I'm going to tell you about in a minute all seem to be related to cardiovascular disease, cancer, and neurodegenerative diseases. And neurodegenerative diseases are things like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and so when I was thinking about putting this all together, I realized that the common denominator to this was inflammation. Inflammation, chronic inflammation in our body that contributes to this. I stepped back and said, what are the things that cause inflammation? Well, sweets, sugar, eating too many carbohydrates, it causes an inflammatory reaction in our body and leads to increased vascular disease, cancer, and neurodegenerative disease. What else are among my five items? Well, stress. Stress causes hormonal things in our body that lead to inflammation. And we talk about, and I'll talk a little bit about later, about what we can do to avoid stress and avoid sweets. And then the next item is sweat. Exercise. Exercise is anti-inflammatory. It helps us live longer. It's good for our muscles, bones, and joints, and our brain. And one of the key factors that I learned in my studies is that exercise is the best antidepressant we know, and exercise reduces cancer recurrence by 35%. So it's incredibly important to incorporate exercise in what we do at any time in our life. The next item is sleep. We've all been reading in the literature and the news about how important sleep is and how pervasive sleep disorders, both insomnia and sleep apnea, are in our society. And inadequate sleep or ineffective sleep also leads to either inflammation, obesity, trouble controlling our diet, and, of course, fatigue. And the last item in my Power of Five I label as sex. I use sex because sex sells. It gets people's attention. But sex is about intimacy, but it's also about having friends, having relationships with people, and having close contacts that can help you age well. And that's clinically been shown to be very effective. I'll add that the opposite of intimacy is loneliness. And our society is facing a loneliness epidemic, particularly among baby boomers. The absence of physical contact has a negative effect on our body. And also, when we're alone, there's nobody to tell us, hey, go to the doctor for that cough, or, you know, looks like you're not feeling well, go to the doctor and take care of yourself. So those are the things and that are the five key ingredients that people can address at a young age to help them live a long, healthy life.
So while we're addressing those things, you also have another acronym, GRACE, that can help us to understand a little bit better what successfully aging adults have done to lead longer, healthier, and happier lives. Tell us about GRACE.
Well, I limited this again to five because five things where people can remember. So I have this acronym GRACE. It stands for Goals, Roots, Attitude, Companionship, and Environment. So let's start with goals. Having a goal or a purpose in life is incredibly important. And we were speaking off air that your father is 95 and he still teaches math. Well, he has a goal and a purpose in his life, and it's what drives him. And it's what I've seen drive many other people to these long, healthy, vibrant lives. I've also seen the reverse. People who lose their goal, they may lose a spouse, a job, they may be retired and have not planned anything at all, and they just wither away. Roots. Roots stands for DNA, or your genes. And genes play an incredibly important part in how we age and how we will live our lives. But we can address those genes. If they're great genes, flaunt them. Exercise. Do all the things that you would do because you want to be healthy and live long. But if you have bad genes, address them too. If there's diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease in your family, do all the things you can do to avoid those conditions. If there's cancer in your family, make sure to get screened for cancer or eat a diet that's less likely to produce cancer. Attitude. Attitude is the third letter in GRACE, and it's about having a positive attitude. And we've all heard about it, but it's clinically been shown to be incredibly effective and important. And part of attitude, I include being adventurous, but I also include having a sense of gratitude. And every week I read some article about the benefits of expressing and sharing your gratitude. And I've seen it in my patients. I've seen it in my patients when they come and express their gratitude to me for one thing or another. And I think, well, that's really nice that they said that. But I look on the expressions of their face about how much it means to them to be able to express that feeling. The next item is companionship. It's a lot like the S in sex and in the Power of Five, but it's having companionship, having people around you, having a circle of friends, having people to do things with, having a great relationship with a partner is incredibly important. And it's those people who have that companionship through life who really flourish. And the fifth item in GRACE, E, gets us back to the Power of Five because it's about environment, how we set up our environment, how we set up our home, how we set up our life, how we set up our physical activity, our exercise, how we live within our body to make it the most peaceful and likely to live long, healthy, and be happy. So that's the five letters of GRACE.
Wow, that's excellent advice, Dr. Bernstein, and it makes so much sense the way that you've laid it out. And if you had to summarize for us the lifestyle changes you would like people to do, whether it's moving closer to their children or, as you say, having goals or making sure they get those well exams, what would you say you would want them to know and take away from this segment as the best anti-aging medicine that's out there?
Well, it's really all those letters that I laid out. However, what I would start with is saying it takes intention. None of these things are going to knock at your door and say, come on with me, let's get younger and healthier. You need to take the patient, the individual needs to take those steps. And they'll say, well, I'm going to deal with S and I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to reduce the sweets in my diet. I'm going to eat higher protein. I'm going to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. I'm going to exercise on a regular basis. I'm going to write it down because I need a plan. It needs to be written down. I'm going to work with my doctor and sleep better. I'm going to deal with stress by either avoiding the stressful situations or learn how to meditate. I'm going to I don't have many friends, but I'm going to go out and make some friends. I'm going to go find them. I'm going to go start playing Mahjong or golf or get in a bowling league or something where I can interact with people because they're a source of power. But those are the key things of what we can get from the Power of Five. five, and with grace, it's have a purpose in your life. Never-ending learning. Learn something. Get your brain to reestablish itself. There's two words that I use when I talk to people about getting their brain to age well, and it's neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. And one of the things that I did is I learned how to write books. It challenged me in my brain, and my brain had to learn something new. It had to learn how to put words on paper. It had to learn how to get words into a book and publish the book and publicize the book and talk about the book. So I learned something different. I learned a hobby of photography, so that people who learn hobbies and pick up new things are going to challenge their brain. The other things are to avoid the things that are unsafe. So things like patients over the age of 65, I discourage them from ever being on a step stool or a ladder, because they will fall and they will hurt themselves and change their life trajectory tremendously. I tell people to stop smoking. I tell people to avoid or reduce their alcohol consumption. And I counsel my patients, particularly if they're older, about driving. And if they're no longer fit for driving, they should stop. I talk to patients about downsizing, that there comes a time in their life that their house is too big and it takes too much care, and they should make arrangements to live in a smaller place. But I also sit down personally, I sit down with my wife, and we plan out the next 5 or 10 years. Is this house that we live in, is this going to be proper for us? What's our plan going to be? But because without a plan, we fail. So setting something down with your partner about how you're going to live the next 5 years and 10 years makes a lot of sense, rather than just having an abrupt crisis and not having a plan.
Such important information. And tell people where they can find these books, because they sound like wonderful books.
Well, I have a website, and I even write my own blogs, and there's recipes, because my wife has been making recipes for us in our home that are healthy, and she provides them as a regular Mediterranean-type diet, which is what I recommend to my followers, or she makes them vegetarian or even vegan. And even though I recommend a Mediterranean diet to my patients and my readers, I personally follow a vegan diet because I believe it's even healthier. I can be found, or those books can be found, on my website, davidbernsteinmd.com, or all of my books are available if you look on Amazon. The titles of my book are I've Got Some Good News and Some Bad News, You're Old, Tales of a Geriatrician. My second book is The Senior Driving Dilemma. And the third book is called The Power of Five, The Ultimate Formula for Longevity and Remaining Youthful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bernstein, for sharing your information and your expertise so that we can all try and live healthier as we age. It's great, great information. You're listening to BayCare Health Chat. For more information, please visit baycare.org. That's baycare.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.